While we're on this subject of blended traditions, it seems fitting that my Hanukkah inspiration this year comes from a cookbook about Amish soul food. Last week, we heard from Chef Chris Scott, who coined the term Amish soul food to describe his personal cooking style as a Black chef who grew up in Amish country. As I was thumbing through his cookbook homage, I noticed a recipe for waffled potatoes, and I thought, maybe I'll do that instead of traditional latkes this year.
I mean, people would always come to my restaurant and they would always ask for chicken and waffles. And if you read deeper into that one particular chapter or that recipe, chicken and waffles is not my thing. You know, so whenever they would come out, I would give them my version of chicken and waffles, which certainly wasn't what they were expecting, but it would be delicious nonetheless.
Describe it for us.
So I would do a potato waffle. You know, and in that you would have your onion, you would have your herb. It would be almost very similar to the latke flavors that you're referring to. But rather than giving chicken parts, you know, fried chicken wing, thigh, breast, what have you, I would do the gizzards. I would do deep fried chicken liver, deep fried hearts, the giblets. I would take the neck bone and kind of do all that, because growing up, when Nana would make her gravy, you know, those things were like gold to us. Like, we always wanted to have the neck bone. We wanted the heart. We wanted, you know, the chicken livers and to be able to eat those. So having them crispy fried on top of that waffle, and then you take, you can take syrup if you want, but in that recipe, I make a molasses made out of yams, you know, and just really reduce that down. So you get your, you have your chicken and waffles, but it's certainly not the chicken and waffles that you're expecting.
When we're making the waffled potatoes, can you describe how we're doing it? Are we just, do we have to add some kind of binder or dredge before we put it in the waffle iron?
No, I basically take the potato and I shred that on a box grater, peeled. Shred it, and then squeeze out any excess liquid from that. I take an onion and puree that in the Robocool or the Cuisinart or the food processor, and then I combine the two. You can add an egg. You can add some flour, not too much, and then herbs if you want to do that. And then from there, you can put that directly into your waffle maker.
Oh, love it. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That was Chef Chris Scott. He's the owner of Butterfunk Biscuit Company in New York. His cookbook is Homage, Recipes from an Amish Soul Food Kitchen. And yes, we have a recipe for his waffled potatoes on our website. That's kcrw.com/goodfood. And if you follow us on Instagram at kcrwgoodfood, you'll see a video of me making Chris's waffled latkes. Check it out. And if you try your own at home, make sure to tag us in the video so I can see your version too. In a minute, Christmas comes at the tail end of Hanukkah this year. And in Los Angeles, that means tamales are nigh. Stay with us.